We've all dreamt of being a superhero, but the real world lacks real superpowers. But while we may never have the natural ability to fly, possess super speed, or x-ray vision, there are some incredible devices that can give you these feats, and you won't even need to change into a costume. So strap in as we take a look at some awesome gadgets that give you superpowers.
You're listening.
Be amazed.
Which superpower do you want the most? For me, it's the power of flight. But without wings, will I ever be able to glide through the sky like a bird or a plane or Superman? Well, Swiss-born aviator Yves Rossi invented a jet-powered wing pack that can turn you into Superman in an instant. No need for the red underpants. This personal project uses four small P-400 jet engines and wings made of carbon fiber, the material usually used to build commercial aircraft, which cost an eye-watering $190,000 to design and create. The flight control system is super responsive, so much so that the flyer must control their head, arm, and leg movements to prevent dropping into a tailspin. Using the jet wing, Rossi was able to fly at a speed of 190 miles per hour and stay airborne at more than 6,500 feet. Unfortunately, the small engines only hold fuel enough to last for 6 to 10 minutes of flight time. But that's more than enough for him to reach cruising altitudes alongside planes and birds. But if traveling on a hair trigger system at hundreds of miles an hour, thousands of feet from the ground sounds too scary to you, maybe you should start off with the hydrojets. This invention allows you to soar safely some 50 feet above the water, and you won't have to worry about running low on fuel. That's because the hose at the back of the blades connects to a high-power pump which uses the water itself as a high-density propulsion fluid to keep you up in the air. Some, like Jetly, have the pilot control their movement by positioning the hose ends on wings, which the pilot can then steer. Others, like JetBlade, have the hoses fixed to a skateboard-like design, meaning the pilots control their movements with their legs and feet. All up, these hydrojets cost around $6,000 and naturally come with a safety warning. Falling from 50 feet into water can still hurt. But if you're ready to take the risk, you'll never want to come down again. Has it ever bothered you that James Bond never wears a bulletproof vest? For a man who gets shot at a lot, you'd think he'd never be without his Kevlar. But I guess he can't risk his trademark suit looking lumpy. Unless he's secretly bulletproof himself. Well, company Garrison Bespoke has created the perfect solution. A suit that can completely stop bullets without the bulk of Kevlar. How does this work? Well, the suit is made from carbon nanotubes, which remain flexible until they're hit with a sudden impact, at which point they're instantly hardened. These nanotubes are built into the lining of the suit itself, forming a weave so strong and resistant, they can blunt the edges of knives. In fact, they have to be cut open with a bandsaw to break apart. Now, where Kevlar tends to be heavy, with vests adding around 3 to 7 pounds of extra weight, the suit is 50% lighter and covers more of the body, making it much easier to move in and more effective. It's a literal lifesaver for clients who work in espionage or are traveling to dangerous places. But at $20,000, it's a pretty pricey suit. Still, small price to pay for becoming bulletproof from the neck down. In sci-fi films, cyborgs seem to have it all, the power of a machine without the frailty or weakness of the human body. It's a super futuristic concept, but bionics exist now. Artificial inventions that biologically mimic human functions like limbs and organs and even eyes. Companies Second Sight have used this advance in technology to create a bionic eye, an implant and eyewear combo able to give those who are visually impaired their sight back. The glasses contain a digital camera which captures the wearer's surroundings. This visual information is transmitted to an image processor, then sent back to the glasses, which are then wirelessly transmitted to the bionic implant, allowing users to visually process what they're seeing. 23% of those who tested the device had marked improvements in their abilities to see, and while it costs an eye-watering $150,000, it's a priceless piece of tech. What's more heroic than curing blindness? Brian Stanley unfortunately lost his eye to cancer, but found another way to see in the dark. He engineered a prosthetic to act as his very own titanium cyborg eye, and he eventually developed multiple versions with different colors and designs. The LED inside has an impressive 20-hour battery life and doesn't get hot, making it safe for his socket. The light moves with the motions of the eye and appears to be activated via a proximity sensor, allowing him to simply wave his hand in front of the eye to turn it on and off. That's incredibly practical, and it looks rad as heck. Ever since Back to the Future came out, everybody has been dreaming about the day they could own a hoverboard or a flying car. Well, HoverSurf is about to make that dream a reality because they actually make hover bikes. With four whirling blades instead of wheels, the Scorpion 3 hover bike isn't designed to travel across roads, but over them. The pilot steers the vehicle by two joystick controllers, and with a single-frame carbon fiber body, the entire weight of this thing reaches just 253 pounds, making it easy to maneuver when it's up in the air. The three-bladed carbon propellers give the entire vehicle a monumental 800 pounds of thrust, allowing it to achieve liftoff quickly. But as cool as it looks, there are a few drawbacks. For an eye-watering $150,000, this bike can only fly for 10 to 25 minutes with a pilot on board, or just 40 minutes as a remote-controlled drone. Still, that's 10 to 25 minutes of pretending to be Superman I wouldn't get otherwise. Take my money! Night vision is a superpower I've always wanted, if only to stop walking into the door when I get up at night to use the bathroom. If you, like me, want night vision, then the closest you'll probably get is the Seek Thermal Camera. This nifty little gadget can give you the ability of night vision by utilizing thermal imaging, also known as heat vision. How? Well, when the camera, which contains a thermal sensor, is fixed via the charging port on your phone and connected to a downloadable app, the readings it picks up are matched to the camera view, showing you where heat is being detected in the scene before you. And as long as your phone's charged, it'll never not work, as the Seek Thermal Camera's batteries are engineered to run off your phone's battery, so it never requires charging itself. More thermal imaging modes can be used for different purposes, such as temperature testing and examining the insides of objects. These objects will reveal themselves via their heat signatures, and you can measure temperatures from negative 40 degrees Fahrenheit to 626 degrees Fahrenheit. That's as cold as the Arctic North Pole to the smoky heat of a barbecue, all at a distance of up to 2,400 feet away, even in the pitch black. Now I'll never be left in the dark again. Magic Mike. People often talk about the ability to sense danger, but what's even more impressive is being able to literally hear it coming. Introducing the Molar Mic by Sonitus Technologies, so called because it turns your own teeth into a walkie-talkie. Don't believe me? Well, this tiny two-way mic clips onto the back of your teeth and allows you to hear incoming conversations as clear as day, even with noise in the background. At a heavy metal concert? Inside a helicopter? Taking a dip underwater? Yep, there's no interruptions messing with this message. It uses your own body to block any outside interference when speaking and receiving communication signals, creating a new auditory pathway through your teeth and jawbone. The sound travels to your inner ear precisely through the bone conduction of your skull. In fact, it's so clear it apparently sounds like it's coming from inside your head. And to think I've always been told not to listen to the little voices in my head. Because of its closed connection and secret hiding, the Molar Mic is super discreet and would prove very useful in undercover activities where you need to be as stealthy as you are strategic. You just need to make sure you reply to the messages you're receiving as discreetly. There's nothing that draws attention to you quite like loudly talking to yourself. Trust me. If you're like me, you put your phone down and then instantly lose it. No matter where I think it is, it's always somewhere else. But what if you had the power to never lose your phone ever again? How? Well, you can arm yourself with the Secret Bracelet, a wristband that puts your smartphone display on your own skin. Fully interactive, you're able to touch, swipe, and push the buttons the exact same way you would on your phone, all without the fear of ever putting it down and losing it. The concept came from employees from tech companies like Apple and Dell who had the idea to use a fitness tracker-style wristband with a small projector inside it, able to cast an interactive screen display. The product itself has its own 32GB built-in storage and will vibrate when you get alerts and messages. Originally, this genius invention was projected to be about $300, but now it's listed as $30. That's either the deal of the century or something is really not right here. It's not just phones I lose, but the TV remote control too. Nothing worse than knowing your favorite program is about to start but you can't find the remote. Yeah, I give up. But what if controlling machines was made easier by just thinking the commands? Imagine sitting in front of your TV and thinking, power on, up, down, left, right, and it would obey. Well, the Alter Ego is a wearable device that actually allows humans to converse with machines without physically speaking or touching anything. All you'd have to do is silently talk to yourself. This triggers a series of neuromuscular signals and subtle internal movements which are captured by the Alter Ego, translated into the commands that correspond to that neuromuscular pattern, and transmit to the device. What's more, the alter ego can work independently. Say, if you're shopping and need to do some quick math to add your items up, all you'd need to do is silently say the prices and the alter ego would give you the total. Hearing this voice is achieved much the same way as the molar mic, through bone conduction, making the conversation closed loop. But don't worry, it can't read your every thought, only the intentional ones. How, you ask?
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We talk about mental health more openly than we used to, but for a lot of people, taking that first step and actually asking for support can still feel surprisingly difficult. It's interesting how our attitudes can change while the pressure we feel from the world around us doesn't always keep up. That's something BetterHelp's latest research looked into. BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise, yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so. That's a pretty striking gap. We may believe therapy is a positive thing, but stigma can still stop people from reaching out. One of the best ways to change that is simply by normalizing the conversation, checking in with friends, encouraging people to seek support when they need it, and reminding each other that asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. BetterHelp has over 30,000 licensed therapists and has served more than 6 million people worldwide. If your first therapist isn't the right fit, you can switch to another at any time. Don't let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The headset reads signals from your facial and vocal cord muscles when you speak silently to yourself, identifying the difference between deliberate inputs like questions and generic thoughts. Its wider purpose is to help provide easier communication for people with speech disorders, but it's also integrating AI into our daily lives to help increase our cognitive abilities. Wow, looks like Siri got a promotion. Are you that person who gets in an elevator and pretends to use the Force from Star Wars to wave the doors closed? If you are, then hoo boy do I have the gadget for you. Turns out an incredible gadget called the Puzzle Box Orbit allows you to control a small round drone using only your mind. By focusing your attention on the orbit, you can make it hover in the air or command a flight path when you reach a specific mental state. Orbit's controls work through a headset device that utilizes something called electroencephalography, or to save your breath, EEG. This is how the headset allows you to move the orbit hands-free. It measures your brainwaves, so when you concentrate on making the orbit fly, the headset will pick up this activity and translate it roughly to meaning one of a set list of instructions and send those instructions wirelessly to the device. So the more you focus, the better the orbit's flight will be. Lose concentration and it will fall back into your hand. This isn't just advertised as an awesome Christmas gift. Although if I found one of these in my stocking, I'd never stop playing with it. It's also used to help focus the mind, leading you into a meditative state. How very Jedi of it. Now if Puzzlebox come up with a realistic lightsaber gadget, I can finally be the real-life Luke Skywalker. Now superheroes don't all rely on superpowers alone. Some like Voltron or the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers use big badass looking rideable robotic machines called mechs. These tend to have a distinctly human anatomy, just made of metal and much bigger and stronger. If only they existed in real life. Well, this huge hunk of metal is Kuratas, a user-operated rideable mech built by Japanese company Tsudobashi Heavy Industry. It was unveiled as the world's first giant boarding robot in 2012. It's a beast of a machine, weighing in at 5 tons and measuring in at a gigantic 13 feet tall. Controlled remotely through touchscreen 3G or manually through a panel interface, this robot has some amazing features. It can recognize and lock onto an enemy just through facial recognition while using your own facial expressions to activate its weapons arsenal. Seriously, you can shoot 6,000 rounds per minute BB cannons just by smiling. It also includes a launcher which can blast fireworks, and its 30-joint frame can drive it forward and backwards at 6 miles per hour. Although it's just an awesome art piece, fans of the robot were able to buy their own Kuratas mechanisms for a whopping $1 million. Some would say that's pretty pricey, but for the opportunity to play out my real-life Power Rangers fantasy, I'd say it's priceless. We all have that one nightmare that wakes us up in a cold sweat. Man, I'd do anything to avoid the haunting image of my Aunt Mildred in her bikini again! Ugh! But what if I told you can actually control your dreams? at least you can with Halo by Prophetic, an ingenious headband that helps you sleep through the night without these nightmares plaguing you. But get this, it doesn't just give you sweet dreams in place of the bad ones, it lets you choose your own. The Halo does this by emitting high-frequency sound waves that travel to your brain through non-invasive ultrasound. In theory, the Halo stimulates your neural pathways using this connection, activating the regions in your brain responsible for lucid dreams. These are the type of dreams that you're subconsciously aware of even while you sleep, letting you control the characters, storyline, and surroundings in your make-believe worlds. MRI data and EEG sensors allow the Halo to scan the signals in your brain, keeping track of the changes in sleep state. This data can even be tracked with an accompanying app monitoring the quality of your sleep. This visionary product is currently in development, having already crowdfunded $1 million, with Prophetic claiming it will start shipping the Halos in 2025. For a $100 deposit, you can currently reserve one for yourself, and if it proves to be successful, then this will literally be the stuff of dreams. If you've ever wanted to feel like the Flash, you know, the superhero in the red spandex who's a fan of lightning bolts and being really fast, then this next gadget is the one for you. Originally developed by DARPA, a U.S. military program which funds research projects, its purpose was to enhance soldiers' speeds on the battlefield. Now, you'd think wearing an 11-pound jetpack would slow you down rather than pick up your pace, but engineers from Arizona State University have reduced the amount of force it produces, meaning that it doesn't put out enough propulsive force to make the wearer fly. Instead, it can be triggered to boost their movement speed and provides immediate thrust to quickly drive the wearer forward. But how do they know for sure that the force it produces counteracts the weight it adds? Because they've tested it on athletes. During tests, one training athlete managed to shave off 18 seconds from his original 1-mile run, pulling him in at 5 minutes 20 seconds. And his 200-meter sprint took only 25 seconds to complete. The world record is 19.19 seconds. With the jetpack keeping you going, you're able to conserve more energy than without it. And finally, with this, running to catch the bus won't feel like a marathon to me. If you want to move with as much speed and agility as the Flash without the jetpack aesthetic, then these circular skates will do the trick. All you have to do is lean side to side to propel the skates forward, like in longboard skating, and you're off like a shot. But unlike longboard skateboarding, you'll be able to spin 720 degrees, making a full 360 turn with both wheels. Because they're lightweight, their combined smooth movement allows you to skate super fast in many unnatural ways. I mean, they all look like they're doing the sideways moonwalk. And because the 10-inch wheels are made of rubber, they can also skate as easily on short grass as they can on the sidewalk. They're also great for doing ramp tricks like a skateboard, but they look even more impressive. I don't know about you, but to start, I'd need to keep the attachable rod they come with between them so I don't fall off. I'll leave the jumps, runs, and spins to the superheroes. Nothing makes me feel more like a superhero than playing video games. I can swing through a city or bust through a wall with a touch of a button. But what would make these games infinitely better is if I could control these powers with my own body. Something Thalmic Labs' Myo armband can help me achieve. It's designed to remotely control electronic devices including PCs, TVs, and game consoles without the need for handheld controllers or motion-activated cameras. The armband senses electrical activity in the muscles that control the movements in your hands and fingers, so when you make a gesture with your arm, this physical move is communicated through Bluetooth, which is then replicated on screen. The Myo can be used for a lot more than gaming, of course. On a wider scope, it's designed to help people with physical motor issues and arthritis to engage physically with devices, whether it's selecting songs from your phone or sliding through a PowerPoint presentation. You could even steer a drone with a simple flick of the wrist. It's also capable of pairing up with the Oculus Rift headset, making your VR experience even more immersive. And dizzying, of course. With the Myo, our gaming experiences are about to level up. Doctor Strange, the Marvel Avenger and superhero in his own right, has one of the coolest character designs of all time. A sentient cloak, the slickest facial hair trim you've ever seen, and those Golden Tao Mandala spells he uses to magically defend and attack his foes. Well, if you've ever been as envious of him as I have, you can actually buy these glyphs yourself. Made by Tokyo-based company Phantom, they create 3D signs that use blades lined with circular LED fans which rotate at high speeds to project an image, turning the LED displays into Doctor Strange's magical runes. With them, you'll feel just as powerful as the MCU magician himself. At several $100 each, though, they're not cheap for something that doesn't actually have magical powers. but you will be the envy of all Marvel cosplayers everywhere. Now look real enough to any unsuspecting civilian and earn the respect of any superhero fan. Just pray a real supervillain doesn't show up. If you're just as forgetful and clumsy as I am, this next gadget will save you plenty of time looking for that really important thing you definitely just saw. Now, where did I put it? Not again! Retracing my steps takes ages, but there's an easier solution to finding lost objects. MIT have developed an augmented reality or AR headset that gives you X-ray vision. Known as XAR, this allows you to see things hidden behind solid walls or opaque boxes. And it's not a ghastly black and white scan. It's fully integrated into what you can physically see. Labels, signals, and instructions will pop up, directing you to your lost items without having to visually search for them yourself. Okay, I don't just want one, I need one. Immediately. So how does it work? Well, attached to the headset is an antenna which utilizes radio frequency or RF sensing. It uses radio signals to capture details of the wearer's surroundings, able to sense where objects which must have RFID tags on them are. Its AR-based localization algorithm uses both the RF sensors from the antenna and the visual sensors from the headset to find where the tags and, in turn, the objects are in relation to where the wearer is while they're moving. Paired with radio frequency verification, this allows the headset to correctly identify a tagged object and produce on-screen options for the wearer to choose. The XAR achieves an amazing 95% accuracy in verifying tags and can locate hidden ones with an accuracy of just less than a foot. Storerooms, warehouses, my own house could use MIT's wonderful invention. Let's just hope I don't lose the headset. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.
You're listening to the